It's one thing to live a long time. It's another thing to live satisfied. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland shares how doing things God's way brings His results so you can live a long, fulfilled, and blessed life.
Psalm 91, I'm going to look at verse 14 in the Amplified Bible. It says, because He has set His love, this is the Lord speaking, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness. And that personal knowledge is so important. You know, you need to have a good pastor, and he's so important in your life. But he can only go so far. You've got to take it up and get personal knowledge of the things that belong to you. He can teach you, but you've got to take it, receive it, put it in your eyes, in your ears, get it down in your heart, bring it out your mouth before it'll work for you and deliver you. The Word of God in every area. You got to have some Word of God on what God says He will do if you will do. And when you read the Bible, that's generally the way it is. If you'll do this, I'll do this. If you'll obey me, you can be free from the curse. If you'll obey me. Now, whose decision is that? That's mine. I've made up my mind. I'm going to obey God. He has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness. We understand that God is good, that He loves us. We trust and rely on Him, knowing He will never forsake us, no, never. He, this man that abides in the secret place, and woman, shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. It's one thing to be in trouble. It's another thing to be in trouble by yourself. And it's another thing to be in trouble with God. When He's with you and you're with Him, you're not in any trouble. Glory to God. You've got the deliverer right there. This psalm is part of our salvation. To be delivered and honored with long life, will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. This man is delivered. This woman is delivered. They are satisfied. What does that mean? We don't want for anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the will of God for us. That we don't want for anything. Now, how do we get that way? Well, there's only one way to get to where you're not wanting for anything, and that's to be an obedient child. Find out what the Word says and do it. Do what God says. Obey Him. Don't come up on things or hear something preached from the Word and say, I don't want to do that. That's just too hard for me. Everything God tells us to do in the Word is for our own good. Why? Because we believe what the Word says. We live on the Word of God. God wants us to live long and prosper. I believe that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm willing. So I take the Word of God, I act on it, I speak it just like you do, and God blesses us. See, faith is a mighty force. Faith is a mighty force. It's a spiritual force. It's an overcoming force. Faith overcame every kind of obstacle in this written word. Faith overcomes every obstacle in our lifetime. Hallelujah. Why? Because faith in God and what God says in the Word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. And when we see it and hear it in the Word, we say, okay, that's it. I take it. I act on it. That's faith. Hallelujah. If the Word says we should prosper, we say we should prosper. If the Word says every sickness and disease was laid on Jesus and by His stripes I was healed, I say I was healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I was healed, I is healed. Hallelujah. You say, well, that's just kind of crazy. Well, it may be, but I like it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth, I would despise to live a normal life. After living a life of faith and going back to the normal, just being subject to everything that came along and
maybe thinking even it was the will of God and not knowing what to do if a symptom or of sickness or deficiency came up, or if, you know, hard times came financially, we wouldn't know what to do. That'd be awful. Because the world's crazy. You can't depend on them except to do the goofy thing. So we depend on the Word of God. Amen. So we do what He says, and we obey Him, and we keep going, sowing, going, tithing, blowing, moving, prospering. Why? Because we're on the Word of God. We're in a whole different area. When we begin to tithe and we begin to sow in the Word of God, just our tithe now, just take our tithe. When we go by the Word of God, and I remember how it was. I mean, we didn't see how God and us could get along on it when we started tithing, but because we were really broke. I'm telling you, we were broke. Ken was a student at ORU, and he was 30 years old. We had children, little children at home. And I was at home with them. We were living in a little rent house for, I think it was about $70 or $80 a month. We were there, and you know, in Tulsa. And we didn't have any set income. Ken was not working. He was a student because God had told him to go there to ORU for a while. And we didn't know very much. I mean, well, really, that would be a stretch. We didn't know anything. And when we first went to Tulsa, we were born again, and we were spirit-filled and relatively ignorant. And so we went to Tulsa, and we'd heard of Brother Hagin. We'd heard some of his tapes, and he was in Tulsa. And during that brief time that we were there, he didn't do it for very long, maybe a year or so, he started having 10-day seminars at his place there in Tulsa. And we would go, and the kids were little. They were small, and you know, we had an old car. Ken was going to school, and I was at home with the children, and we were having to pay old bills and new bills, and we didn't have very much money. But anyway, we started going over there to hear Brother Hagin talk about faith. Faith, hallelujah. And he started teaching us how to walk by faith. We didn't know. You just take the Word of God, you read the Word of God, you put it in your eyes and your ears, you take it, you act on it, you say it, you do it, obey it, and you get results. Well, we didn't have very many options at that time, and that sounded great to us. So we started tithing right there. That's when we started tithing, and I'm telling you, we didn't have money to do anything. It looked like we couldn't afford to tithe, but we started tithing. We started obeying God. We started sowing in faith, believing God. What little dab we had, we began to use our faith on it. And so we came out of debt in 11 months, Kenneth's old debts that he had when I married him. And he'd been very busy in life. And we got out of debt in 11 months. Hallelujah. Now we're tithing, though. We're tithing. And we didn't, you know, we weren't tithing out of abundance. Buddy, we were tithing out of necessity. We had to have some help. And we saw that tithing was right. And we were endeavoring in our lives to do everything we could find in the Word, and everything the Word said to do, we wanted to do it. And we began to prosper. We began to prosper. We moved back to, Ken only went to ORU one semester. And that semester we went to these seminars. We never missed a meeting that Brother Hagin had. 10 days, twice a day. Most days was twice a day. Come an ice storm, we'd just slip and slide our way over there to that meeting. We were not going to miss the Word of God. And that kind of dedication and love for God's Word, if you'll get on that ship, you'll come into the harbor. Hallelujah. I mean, the Word will change you. You might be new here today, and you know, this week you might be hearing things you've never heard before. But the things that we're preaching here, and the things that's preached here in this church all the time, is the Word of God. Do the Word of God and you'll be blessed. And all the blessings, what would that include? That'd include money. That would include your family being intact. That would include your health. Every good thing. Peace, joy, the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Glory to God. You can't beat a person that'll do that. They'll yield to those fruit and do the Word of God. Hallelujah. So, actually, this is not my message today. I was going to talk on long life, but I got carried away. With long life, I could say with long and good life, because it says, will I satisfy him? It's one thing to live a long time. It's another thing to live long and be satisfied. God will satisfy you. If you'll get on the Word of God and begin to obey it faithfully, even when you don't see how you can do it, you just do it by faith in His Word. You'll be satisfied. Hallelujah. How many of you in your life, you've already come to the place where you've walked on the Word long enough and faithful enough to where you can say you're satisfied? Let me see your hands. Glory to God. Quite a few of you. Well, that's for everybody. Hallelujah. God wants us to be satisfied. What does that mean? That means fill to the full. Be blessed. Fill to the full, every need met, nothing out there that's not met. And you get into that lifestyle of believing God and acting on His Word, and I'm telling you, life becomes worth living. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But what I was preaching about was the 16th verse, what I'm supposed to be preaching about. With long life, this man that abides, this man that does, this man that calls upon Him, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So we found over here that the 70 or 80, this is just across the page from in the Amplified Bible of my Amplified, where the 70 or 80 was not a set span of life for anybody except the disobedient children in the wilderness. They had God put a cap on them. He wasn't going to let them live out the 100, 150 years of life. It cost them, it cut their life short when they disobeyed God. So that was only for them. So that 70 or 80, that's not for us. That's not for anybody except the disobedient children in the wilderness. And if you want to study that out, it's a footnote of Psalm 90 in the Amplified Bible. Hallelujah. I thought they said it very well. With long life, good life, strong life, will I satisfy him? You can't be satisfied if things aren't right. You can't be satisfied if you're sick and you can't walk around, you can't move around, and you're not well. That won't satisfy you. You can't be satisfied if you can't pay your bills and you don't have a place to live. I tell you, the man on the street out there that doesn't have a home, he's not satisfied. He wants somewhere to live. Well, all of the good things that it takes to fulfill our needs comes under being satisfied, hallelujah, as well as long life. So God's will is for us to abide in Him, to do what He says, and to live out the full number of our days satisfied. Say, satisfied. That's what God wants. If you're not satisfied today, there's more for you to reach out for, hallelujah. Glory to God. God satisfies the hungry soul. God satisfies the man and woman that call upon Him. Hallelujah. Ken and I have lived this way. We committed to it. And I tell you, it's we've had, you know, we have five, maybe 450 to 500 people on payroll. We have all the television that goes all over the world. And a big television bill we have every month, you know. We have, we had to believe God to buy groceries. What happened? Well, we found out that God will satisfy us. That we can get on His plan and be blessed. Hallelujah. And His plan's always much better, much bigger, much greater than you'd think you could do. Because you're not on your own anymore. It's not just you anymore. It wasn't just Ken and me anymore. It was Ken and me and the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was a different ball game, I'm telling you. We always paid our bills after we started walking with the Lord and obeying Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything we've bought, everything we've believed for, we've been able to do it. Confession brings possession. You can have what you say. We learn how faith works. We learn that faith works by saying it. Instead of saying we're so broke, we can't do this, we can't do that, how are we ever going to make it? We can't pay our bills, and we don't have any clothes, and we don't have a decent house, and we'll probably never have a decent house. We understood from Kenneth Hagin that we had to say the end result. That Mark 11 tells us we can have what we say with our mouth. I'll tell you, when you're desperate and you don't have anything and you can't pay your bills, you seem like you can pay attention better than when you're just real comfortable. You got a good car to drive and you got a good house to live in. You don't really need anything. The word doesn't seem as important to you. But you know that can all go in a moment. What you've got right now and you got it maybe in the world, it can all go in a moment. But the Word of God, what does it do? It abides forever. Once you learn how to walk by faith in the Word of God, that Word abides forever. And your needs will be met forever. If bread goes to $100 a loaf, you'll have $100 to buy bread. If cars go to $100,000 a piece, God will get you $100,000 to buy you a car. So we don't ever have to be concerned about what's happening out there in the world. No, that's not where our faith is. That's not where our hope is. Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith is in the Father that's blessed us with all things. Our faith, we have faith in faith. We know that with faith, we can, in the Word of God, we can receive whatever we need, including healing, including long life and strong life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Church, we got it made, but we just have to do it God's way. And we have to walk in love. And we don't hold anything against anybody. If you want to live long and you want to live strong and you want to be blessed while you're here, who wants to live long and be strong and not be blessed? But living long, living strong, and being blessed, that's worthwhile. So what do? We set ourselves to obey the Word. Not just walking in love, but that's our major thing. That's our law. But doing everything else the Word says. Learning what God says about a situation and doing it. For instance, your words. We're taught in the Scripture to speak the Word of God, to speak out what we desire, to receive the Word of God, believe it and say it, put the Word in our heart, let that Word come out our mouth in faith concerning our circumstances or whatever it is. What do? We learn how to obey God.
When God said, "Let there be light," at 186,000 miles a second, the universe was born. The creative power released in those words lives inside you right now. The first thing God did after He created human life was to give mankind the blessing. You cannot earn it, buy it, or demand it. The blessing is the very creative force of God that is given to every believer, setting them up to thrive. Kenneth Copeland's latest book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It, is the result of over 40 years of study, practice, and down-to-earth insights on the blessing. Filled with real-world examples that transformed Kenneth from debt and doubt to a lifestyle of health, wealth, and peace. Living less than blessed, knowing there's more to life than what you see? Failure is not an option, and success is guaranteed when you unlock God's blessing in your life. Make the change. Start today. Order Kenneth Copeland's newest book today for just $19.99 at a special 20% savings. Go to kcm.org or call our toll-free number to purchase your copy of The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It. Discover the revelation that changed Kenneth Copeland's life overnight and how it can change yours too. Don't wait another day to get on the road to all God has in store for you. Order The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It by Kenneth Copeland today.
Well, in 2008, I went for the first time to a Believers' Convention. It was the West Coast Believers' Convention in Long Beach. And it was after Phil Driscoll had ministered his music.
As a matter of fact, if you have music in you, would you stand wherever you are right now? If you have the ability to sing or to play an instrument or know that God has called you to lead people in worship, would you stand up?
And then he said, there's songs in heaven that the Lord wants written on the earth. He wants them composed, but no one is doing them.
New songs from on high are now released into the earth through you.
The next morning, I woke up in my hotel room and I was singing. I said, wait a minute, that's a song. And I don't think I heard it before. And I think of Zephaniah 3:17, where it says, he sings over us like one sings at festivals. And I thought, oh, I'm just picking it up. I'm an attorney in Honolulu, and I walked to work. And as I'd walk to work, the Lord would give me a song, maybe, you know, how great your love, oh Lord. You know, and so when I get to work, people in word processing would see me carrying my little cassette. They'd say, you got another song. Let's hear your song. So I started thinking, I need to do something with this. I wonder if I'll have enough for a CD. And then one day, the Lord says, I want a commercial. And I said, what about God? And God said, about me, you know, about God. And he said, I want them on Super Bowl. That's the way I'm going to reach people that aren't going to go to your Bible study. You know, and they're not watching Kenneth Copeland, but they're sitting watching sports, or they're on the internet, or they're on media. And at the end, it will say across the screen, I want to make your life beautiful, the most beautiful life ever lived, your Lord God. I went to KHON2 in Honolulu, that's Fox, and they were hosting the Super Bowl this year. And I told them about it. I said, you know, God told me he wants commercials on TV. And they said, fine. And they said, what does he want? So I had three songs, so I showed them, and I had it written down, the scripts for each one. And they said, okay, we'll make them. And they put one on right after halftime show, you know. And the other one was in pregame, and then the third one is airing now.
I am the Lord your shepherd.
You know how they say one word from God can change your life? I didn't have any of this till I went to the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention. I was thinking, Kenneth Copeland, he doesn't even know me or who I am, and yet his teaching and what he's spoken into their lives, like when he spoke that prophecy, have released a whole world to them that they didn't have. I didn't have any of these things till I started listening to him. I learned to hear God's voice. I learned to be led by the Spirit. And he released that grace into me.
Now notice what happened when Bonnie stayed committed to her faith in God and His Word, and she just stayed obedient. Look what God did. He helped her. Look what He helped her do. When you obey God, you will get God's results. Amen? It's like my grandmother said today in this broadcast, confession, the confession of the Word of God, that's what brings possession. The word confession just simply means to say the same thing as. That's when you get in agreement with God's Word. So let's repeat this together. I depend on the Word of God. I live on the Word of God. I take the Word of God, and I act on the Word of God. I choose to obey God. These words are so full of life because they are God's words coming out of your mouth. Now, we have a gift for you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have something that they would like to give to you. It's just a book that's called The Plan That Never Fails. Very easy to read. You could get through this in a day and you just keep it with you. Little book by Kenneth Copeland, The Plan That Never Fails. When you align your thinking and your actions with the Word of God, you will be able to deal wisely in all the affairs of life. When you get over onto God's way of doing things and you don't accept what the world often calls logic, or you don't follow after its plans, but you know you've been redeemed from that, and you see God's way, and you commit to God's way, and God's ways become successful in your life. So request your copy today, or you can download your copy at kcm.org. My grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, is going to be in South America for the Venezuela Victory Campaign, August 26th and 27th. So for more information about this meeting, go to kcm.org. Until next week, this is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free gift, The Plan That Never Fails by Kenneth Copeland. For faster processing, go to kcm.org and request your free mini book in hard copy or electronic download today. For hard copies, one per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live It East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th in Secaucus, New Jersey. For more information, go to kcm.org. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, along with United Theological Seminary, presents an opportunity that could be just right for you.
I was reading one of the partner magazines, and I saw the advertisement in there, and I just thought to myself, well, that'd be cool, but I never wanted to go back to school. I'd had more than enough. I was done. I didn't want any more homework. But then I really just felt that my daddy said that I should apply. So, and you know, I knew I had to do that, and I applied, and they actually accepted me. If the Lord puts it on their heart, they should absolutely do it. Don't let anything stop you, like concerns about money or time with your family. That was a big one for me, you know, or the work, because if he called you to it, he's going to provide everything that you need in the process, and he has. I've got a whole new family of friends, and they're so special, and everything's been wonderful. It's been great.
On kcm.org, you can learn more about the Kenneth Copeland Scholars Program. It doesn't matter where you live or what your situation. If you have a master's degree and want to learn more, visit kcm.org today.